Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti with my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening, Jackie. How are you?
Fabulous. I'm absolutely fabulous. I had a wonderful visit from the team last night and extraordinary experiences today, so I'm really kind of flying high. You know, these days it doesn't take much to really excite me. Well, actually it does, but, you know, it's all relative. Tonight's show, fulfillment of your dreams or your biggest nightmare. And I have to tell you, this is, you know, I'm not laughing at people who are sitting or standing at this precipice, because I have so much love for all of you, and we're holding light like crazy, as all of you are, not everybody out there, but certainly a lot of people are, you know, standing at that precipice going, you know, am I going to fall into the worst nightmare ever, or, you know, will I create the magic and wonder of a beautiful life? And so this is, certainly we're facing a lot of astrological influences once again.
I pick number two.
Yeah. Is that as in door?
Tap, 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 tap.
You're really. So tonight's show dedication is to creation and fulfillment of our dreams. No matter how it may look in this moment, remember, you have the ability to dream a new dream at any given moment. At any given moment. It's so important that we all remember that. So, as luck would have it, as always, I'm always fascinated by, you know, I guess truth is just truth is just truth. So, this afternoon, Lauren, let's see what the hell's her name. Sorry. No, Lauren, if you're listening,
darling, don't.
Yes, that's it. She does a wonderful piece called thinkwithyourheart.net, and it just came in this afternoon. It was dated today. And so she's talking about 1221, which is out with the old and in with the new. And she really is very humorous in this particular piece. I'm going to read a couple of things out of here, because it really basically confirms, you know, when the team says this is where we're going with a show, then something will come in and I'm like, yeah, okay, I love this stuff. And she writes this, she says, it's nearly 3 a.m. on the night of the new moon when this post started to form in my head. I remember it so distinctly. I awoke in the usual new moon way, completely drenched in a pool of my own sweat, but way too cold to get out of bed. And although I did eventually get up for complete wardrobe change, that was not my main motivation. What was even more pressing was the pounding pain in my sinuses and the awareness that someone had clearly braced my head in a vise and was slowly trying to remove my eyes with a spoon. Holy hell, I had no idea it was possible to fill my pituitary gland. And for some of you sensitives out there who really have been riding this roller coaster ride of change, you know, my heart went out to everybody. Luckily, I had a visit last night from the team, so I've been feeling really good today. But she goes on to say, deep down inside, there's an endless well of naivete disguised as hopeful that each galactic and astrological cocktail that the cosmos serves up may actually go by relatively unnoticed. I know there's definitely that part of you that always thinks this time will be different as we guilelessly anticipate birthing each new level of consciousness with ease. We definitely have proof that birth isn't easy, yet we somehow forget each time some intergalactic neighbor pops in to share the upside of hell. Yes, the channeled messages make it all seem so magical, like these portals were gently open and we will suddenly feel unobstructed and free to build our sandcastles and fairy dust and dance on the moon. I'm sorry, but I just love this. Unfortunately, it didn't get sent out because it came out today instead of yesterday. A celestial insanity, take one. To give you some perspective about why you might not be able to get out of bed this entire month, here are some of the main ingredients to that poisonous punch, pun intended, we've all been served. December 2nd, Gemini full moon. December 12th, the 12-12-33 gateway. December 16th, Sagittarius new moon. December 21st, 12-21, which is a 33 gateway solstice. December 26th, Mercury goes retrograde in Capricorn. And it's normally three times a year. Of course, this year it's four. Okay? And then December 31st, the second blue full moon lunar eclipse. And the fun doesn't stop there. On January 15th, 2010, we will also have a solar eclipse on the same day that Mercury goes direct, which will probably and finally allow us to fully exhale after the holidays and 3 weeks of re-reviewing our divine blueprints in preparation for putting them into action. What does all this mean? This is the month to get it right. To choose love over fear. In every thought, action, and situation that has presented us with the illusion of darkness in the past, and to rise above all mental and emotional adversity with the truth that we are free and sovereign beings who now create our non-karmic realities through love. Energetic events taking place throughout this month are grand opportunities for the complete mastery of self-love, choosing love in all forms. In a full month of opening in the flow of Christed consciousness and the revelation that each of us are fully connected to the realm of all good things. I actually love this piece. I just think this is brilliant. It will go out, guys, next week. Although I'm having surgery, I will limp over to the computer. Let's see. As the 1221 Stargate opens and fully floods the planet and her people with this reinforcing vibration of love, all that is not love will again come forth to be seen and healed. This is an important comment here. All that is not love will again come forth to be seen and healed. And in this very moment of healing, a divine unification will occur between all things. Important to realize that the 12-12-33 gateways are not portal events that have an ending. In fact, this is only the very beginning of love, and a space in each of our hearts is again opening to maintain the full vibration of that love. Anyway, we're definitely going to be looking at, this just kind of fit into the whole thing about tonight, into opportunities here to really look at where are we still holding our fear. And the reason for tonight's show was, I have a number of people that are really courageous, and I love all of you, dealing with such extraordinary events and having an opportunity for them to be very positive or very negative. I had an emergency call today from someone that's very dear to me in Italy, and their husband was negotiating with the government of a state in Africa. I guess they call them states. And and it's a hostile environment. They just opened this particular state up to humans again. Well, to outside humans. Even at that, when he comes into the state, he has like six UN cars escorting him. Very dangerous part of the country. And in his negotiations, and everything takes so much time, 4 years at this point, he literally argued with them knowing better, and as his wife said to me, it was as though some other voice was coming out of his mouth. He was banned from the state of Africa, from this province or state of Africa, in doing business until the current queen leaves, which will be in 2 years. And I found it to be a very interesting situation, and truly he went into a state of malaria immediately, which stress can bring on malaria. Certainly there are so many others. We have someone else that we love very, very much who has their whole world sitting on the edge right now. And facing the loss of a magnificent home and so many other things, and the money is sitting right there waiting to be transferred in to the country, and yet delay. And other people are having emotional crises, extreme emotional crises, health crises, many different kinds of things. And literally we can see them sitting on this edge of one way or the other. Certainly, Veronica, you've chosen the magnificent piece of bringing your dreams into fruition. Others, you know, are still on that edge, and yet, mm-hmm. and, you know, on the team, I really love their whole thing about subjective reality, and that has really come into focus for me in a huge way, and it's come up in a lot of sessions, that all experience is subjective, and that we literally are choosing moment by moment what we will experience, even if our partners, our children, are choosing a different outcome, and you're all experiencing something together, it can manifest, and it's going to be more and more that way from what they're telling me, that we're literally going to be able to see before our very eyes how people will choose a different reality than we do and have it play out right next to us as we're having an extraordinary experience. They can be having a very negative experience because that's their choice. This is a really big time right now. I'm seeing now what's really coming forward, and I'm going to want you to share in a minute, Veronica, about what happened for you. But after you and I talked this morning and you shared your wonderful news, we had a session with someone we've spent 4 years preparing to get her ready to bring this amazing child in. She has others coming, but this one in particular, or at least one other. And years ago, we went to the Arcturian Gate, and she met them, not in physical form, but they came as orbs of light with kind of little faces on these orbs. And I cried through the whole session because I was so moved. I've never had an experience like that. I don't know that I ever will again, but it was so beautiful and so incredible, and I felt so honored to be present. And, you know, to the Arcturian Gate where these children were coming through, it was just like, oh, my God. And she's now pregnant. We've cleared so much lineage and everything that we knew that this being that was coming in was going to be extraordinary. But I haven't been able to feel it. And today, as I went into channel, here this being came, still in orb form, which I thought was really interesting. And literally like having its face pressed up against the windshield. The innocence, the beauty, and this is definitely a being who does not have human lifetimes, was so overwhelming that even the team was laughing. It was so filled with joy that the joy permeated every cell in my body and has stayed with me all day long. I couldn't shake this feeling off if I wanted to, not that I want to. But these are the higher frequencies that are coming in. And to me, this was, here's the fruits of your labor, Jackie, that you can really see that all the work, all the things that went on, being able to bring beings of this level, the impact this child will have just by its presence on the planet is going to be unbelievable. And I'm just like, wow, this is what it's all about. So, again, the miracles coming just right and left, and really important for people to know that no matter how bleak things may look right now, that they can change in a moment. And Veronica, I would love to have you share. I mean, you have a couple of things going on that are really magnificent.
the one I wanted to share was that there's been such dissension in my family with my ex and my stepdaughter and my daughter, and how their relationship with men has been really confusing and really, you know, we've talked so much about the male archetype, haven't we, you know, about how it's
absolutely
just not so strong
absolutely
these days. Yeah, and my ex, who used to be a very, I mean, he has a really deep, intuitive, compassionate nature somewhere in the middle of all his curmudgeon-like behavior. anyway, we had a few exchanges of emails talking about, you know, I kept thinking about there was that big download of Universal Love last weekend on 12/12, and I kept thinking about that. But anyway, we were exchanging emails, and it got more interesting, and then suddenly my daughter, without knowing what I was doing, emailed her father and said, there's an elephant in the living room, and we're all too tense, and we need to find a way to communicate. And then my stepdaughter got involved, and then those three exchanged emails, and it looks like there's going to be a much needed kind of a camaraderie, respect, and kind of tossing around of what they thought and how to fix that. It's a really quite a conscious exchange that's going on. It brought tears to my eyes because they're all feeling relieved. Every one of them is feeling very lifted and loving, and it's been so hard for so long. You know?
Exactly. And that other big piece of the masculine shame, for them to make the approach, okay, that allowed him to step out of the shame, all right, whether he consciously understands it or not is really material. And the feminine to pull him forward through it and say, look, come with us. And that's what we're going to be doing more and more, because lots of men are going to be wanting to step out of that and not knowing how.
And so they needed to be, yeah, because I think he got helped out, and not in a weakening way, in a kind of an illuminating way. Yeah.
Of course, of course. The last thing you want to do is shame anybody who's loaded with shame.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they don't need. You know?
But what's really impressive, it's his daughter, who is only 25 and who really is making the big difference here.
Of course. And this is, you know, it's like seeing this baby. Our species, as it's evolving, is able to step through some of these things that we may not be as comfortable doing, but they're able to do it.
When will this baby be born?
The one from this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in February.
Oh, wonderful.
And, but, you know, I mean, and I, as you're talking about your daughters and your ex-husband, which we talked about this morning, I'm so thrilled about this because this is very big. It's the healing of the chain of pain. And, you know, I look at my son with all the things I've been through with my ex-husband and his car being stolen and everything he went through with all of that, and him coming into our home and taking the key and so on. My son is there being very loving with him and totally forgiving and exploring, metaphysics and whole new concepts of understandings. And, you know, he asked me to stop in and see his father and his father's girlfriend while we were up in Salt Lake City. And I just looked at him like he'd lost his mind. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And, you know, looking back on that now, it is the children that are going to bridge all of this. They really will bridge it because they're clean and clear enough to be able to do that. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I will go see his father.
Well, the thing is, you know, we don't want to, and I think we've all said this, we don't want to take this with us. It's enough, you know.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, I absolutely want his father to have a wonderful, magical life. You know, I'm just not real excited about popping into his house. But
well, me either, because, you know, yeah, it's asking for something else, but there's a healing going on anyway. It's great.
Well, exactly.
It is so good for me that I mean, even though, you know, it is not my, you know, it just makes me want to cry because it just tells me that we can do this. We can all do this, right?
We absolutely can do it, and it's the level of forgiveness. That's the key here is choosing love.
Right.
That's really what the girls are doing. They're choosing love. And making space to release the shame.
Yeah.
And that's what's so beautiful about it. And I'd like you to also share, honey, what you know, that whatever you're ready to share about it. But certainly, for as much as you've been talking about wanting to do television, that you certainly
have two opportunities coming up. Well, I am a little shy about that because nothing's really written in gold yet, but it's coming. I have two opportunities, one up here where we're going to do some pilot television shows and one that's being shopped around in Hollywood. And all of this came up at the same time. It's just been really an amazing same time, this time in my life, everything seems to be popping into some sort of fruit.
And did you want to share something else that happened to you?
What? Tell me, now I'm overwhelmed. I can't think straight, you know.
Well,
I have to get my teeth fixed.
She also inherited some money.
That
will help bridge this time to step out into doing something else.
You know something? I inherited the money from a dear friend who years ago we talked about what we would do down the road that would serve the planet. And so, it's wonderful.
So she believed in you enough to leave you the money for you to continue on the work.
Yes, and so it's a real dedication, you know, sum of money. It's not a lot, but it's something, hey?
Again,
it's all coming together at once in love, and that's really important.
And, again, we're sharing this, you know, as hope for people that these things can come in out of the blue in ways that we don't even know how they're going to come.
Right.
Okay? We simply do not know how they're going to come. And I think that
it's funny when the timing is all at once, then I think the message is even amped up from there, isn't it?
Oh, please. It's absolutely wonderful. Now, for some of you, okay, we know that lots of people are having physical symptoms. Lots of people are, you know, getting lots of messages. I got a cold. Is it cold or is it ascension? And, you know, my answer is ascension, okay?
I just say you never know if it's your third eye or your sinus infection, but we'll talk to
the third eye. You know, and, you know, certainly lots of I laughed so hard the other day. I got a thing on a toe on a different foot, and I had no reason for this to be there. It was very sore. And I'm like, you know, I have little sissy feet anyway, okay? So I go to the chiropractor, and I have sissy feet, okay? Big time sissy feet. And, you know, I'm literally a princess in the pea, could not sleep on a pea if my life depended on it, okay? So so I went into the chiropractor, and I stuck my toe in his face. I said, look, I have a boo-boo. And I said, would you please figure out what the hell that is, because I haven't got a clue. And I said, and I've got a couple on my fingers. You know, I said, so, you know, he, and bless his heart, muscle tested this and that. He said, well, you've tapped into something. And I said, oh, please, drum roll.
Which toe?
It was on the left foot, and it was the second toe in on the left from the baby. It was in, it went next to the baby toe.
Ah.
Now, what was really funny, because I usually get something on the right foot, I know is always my daughter, right foot, right, let's see, is it the same toe? It's the same toe on the right foot, and it's, you know, I'll get something on the right leg, always relating to my daughter, but this I couldn't figure out for the life of me. And these little things on my finger, on my right, blah, blah, blah. And so as soon as he told me that, they went away, but it made me laugh. And because it was just so, you know, it's almost like he pulled it out of his bag at trick. Wait a minute, let me get the Rolodex. Okay, it's that one. And but he was right. But we are getting some very bizarre. And it's hard for me to tell because I'm having so much done to myself all at the same time that, you know, who the hell knows? I'm
Jackie Giraffe, right?
Oh, please. Scabs, scars, you know. Anyway,
I have a very funny thing that happens with my head. It's like it's at the back of my skull. It's like somebody takes an index finger and pokes a hole right into my skull. That's what it feels like. And it usually means I've got a relationship problem I'm not looking at. Is that weird or what?
Well, that's interesting. Well, yes. I mean, obviously you have a different... different wiring than I do, but I'll go with it.
But it's quite funny. I'll go, oh, there's that finger in the back of my head, you know. It's a trust or a misalliance or misinterpretation usually is what it is.
That's very funny. Okay, that is very, very funny.
Well, you're not supposed to burst out laughing in public when you get it. Because you have to explain why, right?
Oh, I've been laughing all day long. It's been hard not to laugh today. At any rate, I know that the team is really eager to talk to everybody tonight. They want to get into all of this with everyone. So feel free to ask questions. And you may not always like the answers.
Well, sometimes I'm very willful about wanting the answer. They're not going to give it to me, right?
Well, I have no idea, but it's been a very funny day. So, you know, anything could happen. And wait a minute. Let me just check my notes, make sure that I didn't miss anything I wanted to talk about here tonight. There's just so damn much going on. And, yes, I do have a couple of things I want to talk about. The upcoming intensive. They have started coming in with calling cards. So I want to warn people, because I don't want this coming in out of the blue and people walking around going, oh, my God, I saw, you know, Mary Magdalene or, you know, Mother Mary or Jesus or whoever. But they are coming in with calling cards right now. They are letting you know that you're being called. So I did want to let all of you know about this at their request, that this is a very important gathering. And it's coming together beautifully. The room, the hotel, the room rates, the hotel is an embassy suite, so we can actually get three people in a room, no problem, because it's a living room and a separate bedroom. The living room has a pull-out couch. So you can easily get three people in a room if you get two queens in the bedroom, and or you could even get four in a room if you needed to. The rates are great. The room that we're going to be doing is perfect. It's a non-smoking facility, although they have some rooms with balconies if you want to smoke outside. No smoking, no gaming, which is very big in Las Vegas. That's hard to come by. The people at the hotel were wonderful and loving. They're very excited about us being there. Steve Rother does his functions there as well. So, you know, now it's just down to which weekend will it be, the third or fourth weekend in February. And I will be sending something out. I am having surgery next week, everybody. So as soon as I'm able, like I said, to waddle over to the computer, I'll get things out to everybody. Hopefully it won't be more than a couple of days. I
is the embassy suites by the airport?
It is. It's only like, I think it's 2 to 3 miles from there. It's straight down Paradise from the airport. So you come right out of the airport, you just, boom, you're there. They do
it's
have a
shuttle.
Walk. Well, almost. They have a shuttle that will take you to the Strip and the Fashion Show Mall. All the hotels are right there. And or to the shuttle that, you know, it's an above-ground kind of shuttle that goes along the Strip. They'll drive you the 0.2 miles to that. Free breakfast. It's a monorail, thank you. Free breakfast and evening cocktails. Free evening cocktails. So it's really a beautiful setup. I mean, it's I was just like, this couldn't be any better if it tried. So very excited about this. And, you know, for people who want to double up, if you let us know, we'll try to couple people that'll be compatible. And so it's going to make it a lot more affordable for everybody. Anyway, but the calling card thing, I did want to let you know, because either in the dream state or sometimes when you close your eyes, you may start seeing faces. And I guess the team had told somebody this, and boy, it came in instantly. So just letting you all know. Sorry. Okay, they're trying to come through. As you can tell, when I start choking, it's like, all right. All right, good night, everyone. I love you.
Night, Jackie. See you later.
All right, everyone, welcome, 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 welcome. All right, you're all doing wonderfully. Even if you think you're in crisis, you're doing wonderfully. Just keep making those choices, everyone. Keep making the choices. Keep making the choices. Now, we recognize that there have been a few days here in the last week or two that were felt as though you were depressed, all right? That you couldn't really put get a handle, you know, get a grip, or whatever your expressions are, on what you were feeling. Just off. Now, there's going to be more of that, and that's all right. But keep making your choices. To choose love, the love of self, the love of all of consciousness, all of humanity, all of the cosmos, all life forms, all, again, we repeat this, all life forms. Now, some of you automatically are going to categorize, well, wait a minute, I'm not going to include those that are working in the dark. We would recommend that you love all life forms, all right? Now, this is not a time to make exceptions. Choose the love. If someone honks their horn at you or whizzes by in a car, choose the love. Some blessings, it's very easy to get angry, but it certainly doesn't serve you. If you have things that you're angry about, get to it and let the anger surface. Whatever that may be, if you can't get to the anger, then as you go to bed at night, ask your guides, call us in. Please help me get to whatever I'm still holding against others and myself. Oh God, oh Goddess, or whatever, so I can let it go and heal it. I'm ready to give it up. I'm ready to give up my story. Because you all have a story, every one of you. And it served you up until now. But you don't want to identify with that story any longer. And you don't have to. You can choose. You can choose. How you identify who you are, including your ages. And we know the channel like that one.
Me too.
Good, Veronica. We're glad you like it as well. Don't put yourselves in a box. Again, subjective reality. What are you choosing? Now, oh, this is so important, everyone. This is so very, very, very important. If your reality is subjective, then what? Then the stories that you read in the newspaper, aren't they subjective? Now, you can all sit around and argue about this one as being part of the collective, etc., etc. But we can assure you of something. When somebody gets on the phone with you and they start talking about this political figure or that, doesn't matter who they are. and that it's all their fault and they're doing this and they're doing that. We recommend highly that you be courageous enough to say, look, my reality is subjective. That's not my choice. That belief is not my choice. And because I choose differently, I will experience based on what I choose. Now, in the moment, they may think you're crazy. Or as some of our friends in England would say, daft. But they'll think about it. And they may come back to you and say, well, what do you mean that you can have a different reality than I have? How's that possible? Because you're in an illusion, people. You're functioning in an illusion. Many years ago, the channel was at a Lazarus intensive, and Lazarus announced that it was all done with smoke and mirrors. And in that moment, it shuddered through her body. And she went, oh my God, I get it. I actually get it. Now, she got it then, but implementing that took a lot longer. Right? That was in the late 80s. Took a long time to really get it. To understand that she got to choose what reality she was going to experience. Now, many of you have been playing with this in terms of the economy. All right? These economic times are perfect. Place to play with these ideas and concepts. Well, you mean my house won't go down in value? We didn't say that. It may be perceived to be down in value. You may have to stay there a little longer. But has your way of life changed? Are you still not happy in your home? Having a lovely experience. You see, we want you to pay attention to what people are saying and be conscious of making a choice every time somebody says something that it would be easy for you to slip into. And you all do this, unfortunately, many of you unconsciously, you don't realize it. Oh, we're in an economic downturn and the economy is only this and housing that and the banking system this and that. And now if you listen to people, what would be the point of getting up every day? Because it sounds horrendous. So you get to choose. Bashar's talked about it. Every experience is neutral. You put the spin on it, nobody else. That's their version of reality, not yours. Make certain that you're always choosing what your reality is going to look like. I intend to have a wonderful day. I intend to make this trip at Christmas and experience nothing but joy and ease, getting to the airport, getting on the plane, etc., etc. So many of you set yourself up for stressful situations before you ever get there. And then wonder why it's stressful. You're always choosing your reality. You're always making a choice all the time. Love or fear, joy or stress, ease and elegance, or confusion and chaos. Which do you really want? Because you will get what you want not necessarily what you think you're asking for. So watch your beliefs. Clean up your beliefs, people. If any of you are still walking around with that big belief, nothing ever works for me, you've got the tools. All right? They're in the shows, in the archives. Work with the meditation. Go onto Lazarus's website looking for things about changing beliefs. If you're not comfortable working with us, work with Lazarus. His tools are excellent. But that one, nothing ever works for me, is a big one. And if that's running, like that virus, silently in your computer, it's going to trip you up. Stay in the now moment. You've been practicing this one. Stay in the now moment. Where else is your reality? Right here, right now. Where's the magic? Right here, right now. Where are the rewards? Right here, right now. Where's the joy, the fun, the ecstasy? Right here, right now. Be present with it. Veronica, you're a perfect case in point for someone who has put their intention out there. I want to be in the media. I want to be in the media. I want to be in the media. And you created a radio show where you started interviewing people who were going more and more into the media. And you exposed yourself and you shared it. And you got into it. And you listened to your shows and you critiqued them and you worked on them. But you became what it was you wanted to be.
That's right, isn't it?
Yes, of course it is. You became what it is you wanted to be. You read everybody's book you interviewed. You gathered all the information and all the excitement and all the, and you showcased those people on your program and all their wonderful and new and cutting edge ideas. Didn't you?
Yes, and I loved it. I've loved
right.
it. I'm not done yet.
Of course not. And you were setting up a formula for things that you are yet to do. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
You made...
And it created a really strong believing in oneself, doesn't it?
Of course it did. And you made your own map, didn't you?
Yes.
You made your map... while following your joy without real, and having the intention out there at the same time, I want to be in the media, I want to be in the media, I really want to do television. Now, people, this didn't fall out of the sky, although technically it did, but it didn't. You see, she created it through her intention, through her actions, through her beliefs. I want to be the best me I can be. I want to do this. I want to... And she did it. Dedicated, dedicated, dedicated. Oftentimes, you said to the channel, I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how this is going to happen. I know it's going to happen. And then you would worry you weren't doing enough. But the truth was you were. Weren't you?
I guess it's about getting in the flow, isn't it, of your own belief.
It's about having such clear intention of what you want.
Right.
And what you choose. Now, when we say want, all right, without running any of those programs underneath, you weren't running the nothing ever works for me.
Mm-mm.
And any doubt you may have had about yourself, you overcame through the interviews that you were doing. Because you got into the energy of each person's success. Do you realize that?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I hadn't thought of it that way. It's excellent. Thank you.
Yes. You were literally immersed in the joy, the excitement. excitement and the creativity of each person who was bringing forward new information. A pool of creativity, a pool of genius. And you would dive into that pool every week.
Mm-hmm.
Intent, dedication, steps, was all there. You've made the map. Now others can follow, you see. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. And for others of you out there, who have truly stood in your truth, taking your power, not settling, you know who you are that are listening out there tonight, haven't settled for things that you would have settled for in the past, said, no, I'm sending a clear message now to the universe. I really choose this, not that any longer. I choose this. I choose what is loving for me, what is supportive for me. I'm not willing to settle anymore. I don't need to settle because I love myself too much now. And you see, in a way, that's what you did as well, Veronica.
Mm.
You weren't willing to settle. You were really committed fully to what you wanted to create, to your dream. To your dream. Dreaming your dream. Now, people, we had someone else who is chemical sensitive, and she had a bit of a crisis because a piece of furniture was delivered to the house and it had a sense coming off of it from manufacturing and so on. And she was in a bit of a panic. But the fear that she was going to have the response was far greater than what the response would have been. And she made it through beautifully. And the channel, in her own loving way, called her when she saw a couple of the emails. Now, the channel is normally pretty loving, but she said to her, buck it up. In other words, you're stronger than that. Get out of your story. You don't have time for it anymore. Trust that you're going to be okay. And we would say the same to all of you. Truly. We'll be more kind and loving than the channel, however. We won't tell you to buck it up. It's time to walk your talk, people. To live it. And even in the worst case scenario, if everything went to hell in one moment, who's to say that it can't all come back in the next? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
We hope you do. Yes, there are going to be some challenges. But we believe in you. We know how powerful you are. All that's happening right now is you literally being forced to remember, kind of be pushed through the eye of the needle. And all the old heavy stuff being left behind. You're all powerful beyond anything you can imagine. We don't want to see you argue for your limitations, any of you. It doesn't serve you any longer. You have a lot to do on this planet. And you've already done a lot. You don't recognize yet how much you've done. The time will come shortly when you look back over your shoulder and go, oh, hit yourself in the middle of the forehead. Oh, macro, look what I've done. You as well, Veronica. also your connection to each other and to us. All right. You're going to be feeling that more this Christmas season than you've ever felt it before. If you will allow it. If you will allow it. We would highly recommend this time of year that you choose the love. Don't be afraid to step forward and say, I choose my reality, because reality is subjective. That's a statement of fact. This is true for me. And you have the ability to choose whatever is true for you. I have no judgment on it whatsoever. But this is what I choose. I don't want to blame anybody anymore. That's not going to get me anywhere. I don't want to make them wrong, because I understand that my negative thoughts and feelings will affect outcome for me and actually for others.
We almost have to close, so 2 minutes.
All right. Go ahead, Veronica, and talk about your shows.
My next week, Paradigm Shifters, is Bernie Siegel, who's famous for love medicine and miracles.
Oh,
and he's he's written a new book called, I think it's 101 Messages from the Soul. So it'll be an interesting interview. And then next week at 7 o'clock on Thursday night will be Radiance by Design. But that's, I think, Christmas Eve, so I'm not sure if we'll be live. Yeah, that may be a pre-record. How about your show? Will that be a pre-record?
Well, we don't know how the channel is going to pre-record when she's going to be going through her surgery.
Okay.
She may make an attempt to do something, but we'll see. Let's see how she's feeling. So it'll either be a pre-record, something from a previous show, or we'll figure out something. She'll send out an announcement or have her son do it. All right, Veronica, are you watching time for us?
Yes, and you have enough. We have a minute and a few seconds, I guess, depends when they pull us off.
All right, good. All right, everyone, what we'd really like is for you to call us in. Instead of just tonight, two nights, please. We would be happy to work with you to choose your reality, to choose your dream. Now, we recommend that you don't sit around going, well, I want to be rich and I want this and I want that. Don't focus on the money. Here's what we want to see you do. Focus on what brings you joy. All right? Abundance, fine. Abundance represents a lot of things. Well, I want $1 million. That's my dream. Well, you know, if you're out there working and you've really been working for that $1 million, that might happen. But we seriously doubt it's going to drop out of the sky for you. It could, but very few of you are able to hold that consciousness. That's not a critique. It's a statement of fact. What is your dream for your life? Joy, peace, harmony. Right? To make a difference in some way, to have a great love. What is it? Health. Things that you believe in your heart you can create. Don't be reaching out to things that you don't really believe, because what you'll do is you'll change the vibration of the whole intent. We don't recommend that you go to bed with a laundry list either, you know. Here's my 363 things I want to create. You dilute all of them. We would recommend that you don't do that. To be joyful, to be healthy, to be at peace, to finally feel safe, to open to my magnificence. Those kinds of things are very important. Because if you love yourself enough, people, you can create the life of your dreams without question. We love all of you so very, very much. And there are so many here that are filled with joy to be watching what you're all doing, to observe, and to honor you. Veronica, we love you, dear one.
Thank you, and you too.
We wish you all a very joyous holiday season. Very joyous holiday season. Now, do know, those of you that we work with, if you need to send requests for help, even though the channel may not be able to answer, they do go through the system. Once they're on the computer, then notification goes out immediately. So don't feel as though you're being cut off. You're not. All right?
And please help Jackie through her surgery.
Sorry?
Please help Jackie through her surgery.
Oh, well, that...
Or as I say, send the team.
Yes, well, we've got too much invested in her now to let her go anywhere, so not to worry. It would be nice if all of you held her in your consciousness. All right?
Yeah.
Now, she's very excited about what she's doing, but she's not very good at ever asking for help. So she'll be going to surgery Tuesday morning. So send her some love and light. And she chose a perfect time right before Mercury retrograde and right after the solstice. So she didn't even realize that we helped her get there. So perfect place
good choice.
For her to be.
Good choice.
All right. We love you all, dear ones. Do call us in. Allow us to work with you. Until we speak with you again in this format, know that we send our love and light during this extraordinary time of year with all of the energies that you'll all be working with. Choose. Choose in every moment. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much. Good night, everyone. Many blessings.